So I'm sitting here in the bar with Jared, Holly, and
Dave.
And we're drinking rather than really doing anything at the con. It's about 5 o'clock on Thursday, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm actually really enjoying this part of the convention. My first convention drinking. If I could do this at every convention and start it out this way, I'd be a very, very, very happy man. Jared, would you agree?
Well, I think you can start any convention with drinking. It's really easy.
What? Is this the scoop? Really?
I'm on a boat!
You heard it from everybody. This is pretty fucking fantastic. I'll call back later.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show where World of Warcraft gold is legal tender. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope
is our Convergence 2009 special where we ask you to call in with content. Did anyone call in? I guess we'll have to listen to find out. We'll do it live!
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Okay, I think we're going.
You think you're going?
I think
you're going
all right. Everybody, thanks for listening. This is the 8th annual Scope Show live from for Convergence 2009. Nine times. I'm sitting here with Jared.
Yep, I'm here.
We've got two carries and it's scary.
Woo!
I'm a little disappointed by Convergence this year, how they've turned the entire thing into a Michael Jackson remembrance.
It's really sad. I mean, you wouldn't think they would jump on that bandwagon, but they're...
Yeah. They said we will not be done by the BET network.
Or MSNBC, yes. Or CNN, or yes. CBS News, or anyone.
So let's see. Right now it is about 10 to 7. It's day one, which would make it July 2nd,
yep.
Thursday. I don't really have too much to say about what's going on right now other than we're checking in. We've got our signs.
It's early. Things are just, I got here about, 2 o'clock. There's still a lot of setup going on, so.
Yeah, pretty quiet overall. So we'll just keep checking back in as the night progresses. Right now the drunk level is at a zero.
Yep.
And maybe as more alcohol pushes into our system, that will change and our calls will be much more entertaining.
It'll be interesting.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
Hello. We are extremely bored. We're here at the convention. This is Carrie and Carrie, and we are so bored. It's not even funny.
Some girl wants us to come in here.
We're coming in. We're going in somewhere. Uh-oh. Where are we going, darling? We're following her. Ooh. We are in, where are we?
Fright Farm.
This is the Fright Farm. All right. The Zombie Farm.
Not the Fright Farm. The Fright Farm is a dare organization.
So,
all right, I'm hanging up now, so bye.
All right. It is 8:25 p.m.
Yes.
Thursday, same day.
Yep.
We're sitting here getting ready for the Wank Fest of Joss Whedon.
I believe it's the humor of Joss Whedon panel, James.
It's a panel, yes.
Yes.
And Jared got his way. I wanted to go to the furry panel. And we had to go to this one instead.
Well, what can I say? I stick to my guns.
A lot of people here, not quite hopping as other days in the convention, but it will be picking up.
I think it's good attendance for an evening panel. You're not going to see this on a Friday or Saturday.
A lot of people here.
Yep.
A lot of people getting ready to listen to.
You won't see this at the podcast channel. Sorry, the panel.
That's right, Carrie. Carrie.
Oh, we got to turn it off.
Is it just
turn it off.
Hey, it's Jared checking in. Just got out of the humor of Joss Whedon panel here at Convergence. Everyone ditched out on me. Shane was there. Other people were there. Now, the panel admittedly started out a little dry, but it got better. And everyone missed it. So, guess what? They lose. Of course, now the problem is I don't know where they are. So, I'm on the hunt. We'll check in later. Bye.
Here we are. Shane and I are checking in after a rip-roaring game of Yahtzee.
Yeah, you played Yahtzee.
I just scored a score of 370. That's 370. Never been duplicated.
240 is an average game in Yahtzee. I always know.
I'm above average. There you go.
Thank you.
Carrie, anything to say?
I am below average. I had 128.
That's terrible.
And for the record, yes, we did play Yahtzee at a con.
Okay. Just one game, though. 370. That's it. Bye.
Hi, Scoop. This is Dave. I was going to drunk dial you guys last night, but I totally forgot because, well, I was drunk. But this morning I'm up too early, and I'm a little hungover, and I'm all cranky. And I just want to tell everybody to come and see the Feng Shui Ninjas at 7 at Convergence, because we're going to be awesome. That's Friday night. And then the player characters at 8:30. If you want to, you can stick around and see possible Ishtar or whatever the hell that band is that's after us. Bye.
We're in line for the MST3K panel, and it's absolute pandemonium here. There's just so many people. It's crazy. Do you have anything to add?
It's a beautiful sight. There's too many Dr. Horribles.
A little too many Dr. Horribles. That's the verdict from the con floor.
Hi, Scope Show. It's Holly, Earl's wife. And we're at home, and it's 11 o'clock on Friday. And it wouldn't be a convention without Earl finishing up something really important at the last second. So right now we've just spent about an hour and a half coloring his art show entry with markers, and now I'm getting ready to make a run to the bank while he finishes up the background on his drawing, and when I come back, hopefully I'll bring food, we'll eat, we'll get out the door and get to the convention hopefully before 5 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, it's just a typical day in life with Earl. Bye, Sculpt Show!
We shared a special moment outside the House of Toast. Thank you.
Hey, this is Shane. It is Friday afternoon. I'm checking in for the first time. I'm sitting with Gary and Ann. We're getting ready to watch the Mystery Science Theater 3K program. The people running the program are actually in the show, so their area of expertise is not based on them seeing 5 episodes and then being able to talk about it for an hour. We appreciate that. So we'll check in later. I want to thank Gary personally for letting me use his phone. Peace out, suckers.
This is in Gary Middle Porridge.
Hey, this is Jared checking in. We just had a debate over whether or not YouTube can be used as a verb. I say no. Gary, what do you say?
I said yes, and the room voted 3 yeses, 2 noes, and 1 abstention.
Now, this wasn't a scientific poll, so I'm declining the results. I will not be using YouTube as a verb, and that's final.
Well, if you were videotaping this and you put it up on YouTube, I'd totally YouTube it.
It doesn't work. It doesn't flow. You can Facebook something. You can Google something. You can Twitter something. I don't think YouTube just doesn't feel right. I'm sorry.
I'm
saying no, it's my show. Bye.
Did you know that Friends of Bill W., there's panels for that? That's actually for Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you.
We've decided that there's going to be a Dr. Horrible drinking game. Every time you see a Dr. Horrible cosplay, you drink.
So first, there's no sex in the champagne room. Now there's no parties in any rooms. That's convergence.
Okay, room in the room
says there's sex everywhere, though. So she's cool. Oh. Jared, take it out in post. All right. I still want to play Hit the Post, by the way, someday, guys. All right, bye.
Hey, it's Jared checking in. I seem to have lost my party again. That's a lot here at Convergence. I'm sitting by the front door. I'm waiting for Jeff, drummer of Possible Oscar, to arrive. I'm sort of his liaison here, so I need to make sure that he gets here. And he's in the parking lot, parked far away, bringing stuff up. So hopefully he arrives shortly. And then, in like an hour and a half, maybe less than that, Possible Oscar is going to take the harmonic Convergence stage and tear it to pieces. There you go. Hopefully I'll find my friends by then. Goodbye.
Hey, I just visited the snack food glory hole, and it was good. And I see Gary upstairs, and he's yelling my name. Aw, yeah.
I don't know anything.
Hey, this is the Great Luke C, reporting from Convergence, specifically Harmonic Convergence, on behalf of the Scope. It's time for a Scope instant review. Of the possible Oscar concert. Right now, Jared Ringgold, lead singer, newly bearded, is dealing with fangirls who are fawning all over him with their beer steins. We have Terry Dalby here, vocal expert. And what did you think of the Boss Oscar concert?
It was awesome, and I like the new songs.
The new songs, yes. There was Kill the Enemies and Get Your Geek On and a third one whose name I forget. Which one was your favorite?
Which new song was my favorite? Get Your Geek On.
All right. Ken Sherlock, you're known to have words come out of your mouth. What did you think of the Boss Oscar concert?
I thought Boss Oscar rocked the house like they always rock the house.
Okay.
Which is the reason I drove 4 to 5 miles to come here. See Boss Oscar rock the house.
Well, there you have it. And here's Terry Dalby again.
It was the best Boss Oscar concert ever.
Yes, and Phil, if you could say one word right now, what would that word be?
Awesome.
Can I borrow $5?
Banana.
I can borrow a banana. Phil Putt, what did you think of the Possible Oscar full-on rocking experience today?
Woohoo! Yeah, buddy! That was awesome!
And we have Mr. Terry Dalby here. What did you think of the Wisconsin Dells?
Woo!
Okay. Let's give this a scope score right now.
The scope score is 3¾ stars.
Wow, 3¾ stars. They lose 1/4 point because we can't remember the name of the drummer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Final question, Jared Ringgold, sexy lead singer or the sexiest lead singer ever? Jerry, what do you think?
Banana.
That about sums it up. All right. Thank you very much. This is Whiskey signing off for the scope.
As you can hear, that's people cheering. Cheering because a group of people just did the Thriller dance. In tribute to Michael Jackson. They're all dressed as zombies. The crowd loves it. Shane, what do you think?
They do love it. Now we're watching Ash and the guy from Shaun of the Dead go in and kill the zombies.
I think that's appropriate, I guess.
There's a strange guy with a bandana headscarf, and he's practically naked. He's not a zombie. I don't understand what he's doing there.
I think he's homeless. He's just here for the food.
He did know stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. We're waiting here. Now that they're done, I believe the Klingon wedding of Brian Stacy is going to commence. Klingon and Stormtrooper, I've been corrected. And that's that. So long.
Luke, you must turn around and drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Luke.
Hello, this is Earl Vignes reporting in for the Scope Show. I'm here with my two lovely ladies, the two Carrie. And we better make a post in. It is, what, 1 in the morning? 2 in the morning?
It is at 2:20.
2:20. I just listened to a douchebag switchboard. And here we are. I'm going to pass you off to Carrie.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, darling.
I don't know. I'm coming up to bed because Shane's up there.
Can I come with?
Yes.
Yay. Carrie's
can I come with?
Nathan's hanging out with some chick named Esther with Fancy at Doc Martens. Oh, wait, she left him. What happened to the chick?
She's going to the bathroom. She'll be right back.
Oh.
And then it's on.
I thought it was a good story, but it's not. She's coming right back.
Carrie? I'm going to bed with Carrie and Shane.
Woohoo!
I'm there.
Earl's really disappointed that...
I'm a little disappointed because early in the night she said she'd go to bed with us.
Only Carrie.
Shane's busy reading his mystery novel right now. He's not going to tolerate that.
Is he?
Yeah.
He didn't bring a mystery novel.
He brought one in the dealer room. I watched it.
Really?
He's going to put on a nightcap and have a mystery novel. I'm trying to read... Oh, it's for Obsession. Shut up.
Is he
going to
wear his captain's hat?
I'll tell you what O is for.
Ow, ow, ow. No, Shane will have the nightcap on and his square reading glasses, and he'll be reading Always for Obsession by Sue Grafton.
Wait, what's the deal with Esther? Tell me about her.
Yes.
Well, she seems to be pierced and kind of goth, so it goes right up there with my whole crazy theme that I've been going with for the last 20 years.
Does she punch holes in walls, do you think?
There's a definite possibility. So.
Sweet, it's perfect for you. I'm impressed.
Thank you for your star opinion.
Do you two plan to stay the hell away from magnets?
What? You have a lot of piercing.
Oh, well, clearly you're not familiar with Nickel.
Yes, I am. They're a terrible band.
And where is Nickelback? What the hell's going on? Okay.
I am fine with Carrie with the K having gone to bed with Carrie. I am just happy to say that before the day is out, I have broken in Carrie with the K for Carrie with a C. Thank you. And the drink of the night is the Buzz Aldrin.
No, and the zombie snot. Still, nothing better than the zombie snot.
Well, I think Carrie with a K and Earl will have a taste test contest tomorrow.
I taste better.
I don't really like...
I know, and I can't wait to find out. No, I broke in, as I said today.
You did not break me in.
Oh, denied.
I'm like a crazy horse. I don't get broken.
Me too. I like the rough ride. Good night.
I just want to say... John, who is a frequent guest on the Scope, is rocking a fucking mullet, and I love it. And I'm going to have a beard growing contest this fucking winter. Yes, I said fucking. This winter. And I'm going to grow one, and then right before I shave it all off, it's going to look like that. He looks like Lemmy. It's intense. It's awesome. Oh, and depending on when this comes out, Jason is getting laid.
We're back at the bar. It's Convergence Saturday afternoon. Earl, what is it you have to say about Project Smooch?
Project Smooch is quite the interesting project. I'm trying to align some ladies to join me in Project Smooch.
He always wants us to do what we have no makeup on.
The ladies are very beautiful right now. I don't know why they need makeup to hide their beauty.
But Earl, what is Project Smooch? I'm unfamiliar with it. Can you explain it? And now we send South to say the name again.
Project Smooch.
What is it?
Project Smooch, from my understanding, is a photo book of people of all races, all colors, all ethnic, all breeds, kissing.
Okay.
To show just basic, simple kisses on the cheek or lip, or I'm sure it's above the next level kissing. No going downstairs.
That's so no kissing the lady garden.
No kissing the lady garden.
Wow.
No blowing out the candles.
No, I definitely no masturbating elves.
No checking the temperature. No doing the oil check.
All right, that's enough euphemism for one call. We'll check in later. Bye.
Hey, we are watching the masquerade, and there was an entry made of recycled materials, and we were discussing what should be next year's entry, and that would be radiation suits, crotchless radiation suits, which include burned fruity pebbles. Thank you.
So, this just in, once again, one too many Dr. Horribles. All the time. Motherfucker chopped down my cherry tree.
Oh, my God, we're on speaker, Shane.
Are you on or are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Hey, this is Shane and Jared.
Hi, what's up? I've been drinking.
Have you?
I've been drinking.
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. See, Dave's been giving me shots of whiskey.
That's just what you need.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, you can talk about Convergence, but I am here to drop the megaton super bomb. And if you listen really well, you can hear a lot of gasps and sadness because Luke Ski is off the market.
Oh, it's very sad. It's very, very sad. A lot of ladies have broken hearts.
I know. He proposed, and his fiancée, Sarah, said yes.
Wow. That's a good answer, by the way.
So, Luke, how long have you had this in the works, and how did it all go down?
Well, I had this idea of doing it at my concert on Sunday afternoon at Convergence, and I thought, that's simple. She won't suspect a thing. And just like normal, I've been performing this song, My Favorite Part, which is a song inspired by Sarah. And
what is then? Sarah by Starship.
I hate that fucking song.
Sarah, 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 stones are burning in your eyes.
I hate you guys.
Oh, Sarah, Sarah.
Couldn't even take Sarah's smile. At least that one.
Or Sarah, Cynthia, Sylvia style would not take the garbage out.
Yeah, neither will you.
Oh. Better than Josh. Anyway. Anyway, so I was going to do, at my concert Sunday, no problem, she won't suspect a thing. And then I found out a whole bunch of my friends who normally don't come to Convergence were coming to Convergence from Detroit and Chicago, and that they were all leaving early on Sunday to go to the Wisconsin Dells. And I'm like, crap, they're going, I can't do this with, and then half of my friends like, they just left. And then
half of the world.
Exactly. In fact, at thefump.com, there's a song on it by me, probably by the time this goes to the internet.
Always plugging.
If not, shortly after.
Right on.
Always plugging.
So I used that song. Well, I used that song as the excuse to Sarah, like, oh, well, I got to do this show because I can't have my friends miss the new Dell song.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do a thing Saturday night at 10 p.m. at Karaoke Joe's, and Dove helped me set it up.
Tuesday, July 7th, that'll be available.
Yes. So, so yeah, so basically I set up this little mini concert with myself and Carrie Dalby so that I could, you know, supposedly do this new song so that everyone could see it before they left to go to the Dells, when in reality the whole point was to get all my friends there so that I could propose to Sarah in the middle of my, or at the end of my favorite part song. So that's what happened, and Sarah said yes, and I'm very happy for that.
Well, if I may give you guys one bit of wedding advice, I've been married for a long time now. And this actually goes to you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Don't let him write his own wedding vows, because he'll be up there for about 4 hours. That's all I'm going to say.
Luke, will you have an ad for your album?
I can do wedding vows as a parody of Alice's Westerant. What's wrong with that?
That sounds great to me.
I have a feeling I'm going to be spending most of the rest of my life doing this. Putting my
interviews for the scope. What?
putting my hand to my forehead and closing my eyes in disgust. I think that's what I'm going to be doing pretty much for the rest.
Which
of my
is
life.
What you did for most of the Transformers sequel.
Yeah, actually, it was.
Sarah, I ask you this: how will you be changing Lewski's act? We know that all of the famous male musicians in the world have been impacted by their better halves. What will you do to change him? Outfits, different songs. Maybe he'll be going to the folk music. What do you
Maybe
think?
Maybe he'll change his underwear more often. I don't know.
Wow.
He'll be making me shower daily and brush my teeth, you know, which for a geek is just like, what? You know, every day? Like,
geez, who needs those?
Yeah.
Do we have a date set? Is it going to be a big affair?
We are looking at September of 10.
All right.
So next year.
That'll give you time to sneak out if you change your mind. You got a whole...
Run away to Bora Bora, yeah.
And as someone who is probably going to attend, where will this take place?
Somewhere in Chicago. We're not sure where yet.
And, you know, if we run out of money, we can always elope to the Dells Bells Wedding Chapel in lovely Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin.
I'm going to fucking kill you. Do you know what my pet name for him is?
No, not yet.
Jerk.
Oh.
It's my hope and dream that Hot Waffles will record I'm Sorry, Lewski is a Jerk as our wedding song.
Finally, before we go, I think we've all been affected by the Michael Jackson tragedy. Do you guys have a message you'd like to send out to the Jackson family?
Joe Jackson, I saw you on CNN in front of the hospital talking about your new label that you're launching. Call me and I'd be interested in signing on your label.
There we go. I think that says it all. That says it all.
I guess so.
You too.
Congratulations. We'll see you in September 2010 for the nuptial.
If we see you before then, we're in big trouble.
Yeah. And apparently the clock is ticking on me now.
Yeah, sucker, it's your turn then.
No!
One of us.
That's okay.
One of us. One of us. I say milk it as long as possible.
She's already living with me, so what are you going to do?
Nothing more.
All right. Nothing from here.
We'll check in later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Shane calling in. It is Sunday morning. I have not seen Jared for a while, but I'm 1:15. I want to make a note. I'm wearing the captain's hat, and a happy accident is my blue shirt makes me look skipper from Gilligan's Island. Although I'm not that big, but it doesn't matter. People get it anyway. So there you go. I've got a costume. Life is good. Over now.
I'm sitting here in the con suite with Jared and the great Lewski and his fiance Sarah, and it's my motherfucking birthday, y'all. Sad to say. Later.
Hello, this is Captain Fit reporting for the scope. I'm here with Green Chick.
Green Chick is drunk chick.
We're talking about the double hung windows.
Double hung is the old nickname.
Whoa! I'd like to mention at this time, Shane and Carrie are finally doing a couple's costume as Captain Antonio. I just posted for a picture. This is Mike. Mike needs to say you're going to love my nuts.
You're going to love my nuts.
You have the next Vince offer. Thank you. Shane, will love keep you and Carrie together?
Yes, sir.
Carrie, do you have the little dog to keep you together?
The little what?
Don't you know, okay, nothing about Captain Tennille. Why are you dressed like them if you don't know nothing about them?
I do not look like Tennille.
Crazy. Oh, my ass has been grabbed.
Hey, I'm Shane. Shane interviewing now. And now we take you to Shane live at the White House.
From one cap to another cap, and how much have you had to drink tonight?
Not enough.
Not enough, and it looks like you survived some sort of bear attack. Tell me, who won, the grizzly or you?
Me, of course, I'm Captain fucking Kirk.
When you prepare your coffin, do you have to pluck the hair that's sticking out of the holes, or does that just happen naturally?
I'm like you, naturally.
With me, nothing needs to be fluffed, sir.
Because you have the body of a 10-year-old boy!
Stop making Michael Jackson jokes.
What? Tell you what?
Shimon.
Shimon?
That's it.
Wait. Did you get to try partake in the Smooch Project?
Say that again?
The Smooch Project? Smooch. Smooch.
Did I participate in the Smooch Project?
Look, I am in favor of women planting one on me right now.
Okay. And I had a
favor of women planting one on me right now.
That's why I do it.
All right.
Sorry.
We're wrapping it up. Might be my last scope report of the night, but Earl is in full form. Earl, last words, and then we're wrapping it up. Last words.
Holy shit, last words. Let's kick some fucking ass.
There we have it. Kicking ass.
Wait, do you want to interview Indiana Jones?
Nope. No Intermore interviews.
Hi, this is Anne. I'm hanging out with Gary and Mike and Jason. And we are thinking that since Gary's so good with music, we need a new game show, which is called Name That Tune with Gary, where he sings a few lines and you have to tell how many lines before you could name that tune. Thank you.
I just want to say that that was not my idea. That was strictly Anne's. And but I'd be willing to do it. We could do categories, and it'd be awesome sauce.
You are totally bogarting that shit.
I'm totally bogarting all sorts of shit. I'm a pop culture reference. That's me. Anyways, I just want to say this is my second year at Convergence, and we were discussing it amongst us, Jason and Mike and Anne, and we think the party rooms last year were just a little bit better. There were a number of blacked out suites for the party rooms. We really missed the Willy Wonka room. And the kissing booth is almost akin to a strip club where guys end up hanging out and feeling really dirty and then ending up spending money and then going back home to their wives, lovers, dogs, whatnot.
Hello, Scope Show. It's Holly. And I'm still awake, and it's like 3 in the morning. And I'm drunk. Drunk Holly is drunk. I'm with Angie and Jared and Green Lantern and Sarah and Luke and Earl. And we're hanging out. And, yeah. That's it. What do you have to say, Earl?
Nothing.
What do you have to say, Angie?
Nothing.
Damn it. Y'all suck. So, yeah. What do you have to say, Jared?
I don't care. I hate my show.
Oh, no, Snake. He's self-loathing. I said Snake. Anyhow. Okay, I'm going to go now because I don't have much to say. I thought I'd have a lot to say, but I don't have much to say. So I'm going to go because I'm going to be really embarrassed when they play this on the show. Kidding, bye. Hey, everybody. It's Angie. I'm here with Jared. Yay. We were just here with Holly and Earl, but they just left us to go do it. And Jared and I can't go back and do it because we've been informed that, like, a couple of pansies, Shane and Carrie, went to bed, like, 3 hours ago. So we're just out here checking out the parties. Got anything to contribute, Jared?
No. I'm really hoping that listeners will contribute to this, not me. I don't want anything to do with the show. I'm done with it. It's overrated. It's a crap production. Sound effects are really just overused, and honestly, I'm done with it. That's it. I'm out.
You're right. This show sucks. Why am I even calling you guys anyway?
Yeah.
Hello. It's Jared and Angie. We're calling in. Saturday night. Well, really, really Sunday morning.
Hello.
It's about 4:45. We're actually going to head up to bed now. And we expect to find a slumbering Shane and Carrie because they copped out very early. Very, very early from over here.
Pathetically early.
Yeah. Maybe they just need a little personal time. I don't know.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Yeah. But suffice to say, they missed out on all the action. Missed out on Earl in the midst of the kissing booth getting shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I missed out on Wolverine trying to mack on my lady.
Gross.
Yeah. Anyway. That's all we have to say, I think.
Good night.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Hey, this is Shane. It is Sunday morning. My wife and I are leaving the con the same way we came in. Sober. But we had a good time. I'm sure Jared will probably be reporting back in a couple times today, but we are headed home. It was a good convention, and we look forward to doing it next year. So until then, arrivederci.
Hello, this is Anne reporting in again. We just went to the What's Wrong with the Japanese Culture panel, and we learned that it's a shame-based culture rather than sin-based, as is American. So that's pretty much why sex is more important over there and less here, and violence is more important in the American culture versus Japanese. So that's what we learned, and talk to you later.
During the tail end of the what is apparently a Bohemian Rhapsody flash mob.
Nothing really matters. Anyone can. Nothing really matters.
Okay, hey, it's Jared. I'm here with Angie. We're on the second floor of the hotel. It's Sunday. Convergence is basically at an end. Opening ceremonies are wrapping up right now. Sorry, closing ceremonies are wrapping up. I always want to say opening ceremonies. And that's pretty much the definitive end of the convention, other than the what's called the dead dog party, where it's mainly volunteers who get to hang out with that, don't they? Or can anyone go?
Anyone can go, I think.
I've never been. But basically, they sit around and consume the rest of the con suite food and commiserate on what has happened and just, you know, end the weekend well. So I think it was a good convention. I had a lot of fun. There wasn't really any significant drama. Which is good. I hope that our efforts to entice people to call in with content prove to be successful. We'll find out when we check the messages later on. I got a feeling it's just going to be the Scope regulars and their friends who have called in, but hopefully we got one or two extra calls from people who we don't know. That was the goal, and fingers crossed, I guess. Angie, anything to add?
It was over way too quickly.
Oh.
Sadness. There's always next year.
There is next year. Unfortunately, now we have the longer wait between Convergence and MarsCon. So, and, you know, we have a cold, cold Minnesota winter in between there, so it's going to be very sad.
Very sad.
You're pouting already.
Yes.
Mm. Well, with that, I guess this is Jared, still on the site of Convergence, signing off. Hopefully Shane will call in, give his own little recap, but not hold my breath, because that would kill me. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Luke, and I am reporting from somewhere just south of Black River Falls, Wisconsin, as Sarah and I make the journey back home after a wonderful convergence. Did my show this afternoon at 1:30. I think it went well. Convergence has become one of those conventions that I'm going to mainly for the social side rather than for the, potential money-making side of it. You know, I'm just kind of looking at it like, hey, if I break even, nifty, you know. But the thing I like the most about Convergence is getting to spend time and have fun with a whole lot of my friends that I don't normally get to see, especially the ones from the Twin Cities area. because when I come up to MarsCon, for obvious reasons, I'm too busy running around like a maniac, helping things, you know, happen on the dementia track to really get a lot of socializing time. So I had a really great time hanging out with all my friends and having a good time. And, of course, you know, the whole proposal thing, which went well because she said yes. So, yeah. Anyway, I just felt like throwing in one last little shout-out to Scope before the weekend officially comes to a close for me. Sarah and I will most likely cruise the Wisconsin Dells just to, you know, eyeball the place one more time, you know, as long as we're in the area. And, you know, if my car happens to break down in front of the Dells Wedding Chapel, she just smacked me. Okay, I guess I should leave on that note. Peace out, Scope. Cheers. Talk to you later.
Hey, Scope. It's Jared and Angie again checking in. We've decided we're going to turn the 4-day con into a 5-day con. It's just after 12:30 a.m. Monday morning, and we're just leaving the hotel. That's right. Just leaving the hotel. So we spent the evenings hanging out with the Klingons, sampling their booze, hanging out in the hot tub. We got delicious food at the June Bow. All of the leftovers conveniently went back to our house because we were the closest. Ha ha ha. Suck on it. So, I guess that's it. We're signing off this time for real from Convergence. Any last words, Angie?
Our listeners may not know that Jared and I first met at Convergence 2005, so we just found the spot where we met and, you know, shared a little kiss. It was nice. Jared's awesome.
That's it. We're going to sign off now, and good night.
See you next year.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, ciao! Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.